Blog Talk Radio.
Some things with you tonight that's in my heart on the spirit of hate in America. As you know, that there are six Asian people died in America by a gunman, Caucasian gunman. This has been going on since the existence of America. And the United States and people in America need to deal with this issue. The prosperity ministers need to shut all that down and deal with this racism in America. We have two political party systems in the United States. One's worse than the other one. We had an insurrection in the United States at the Capitol of white Caucasian Americans. Now, I believe, and I'm going to share this with you tonight. I'm not teaching. I'm talking about my country. If that was black people that had ran up on there, all black people with guns, they would have gunned them down. In the Black Lives Matter, they had a helicopter hanging over the people. They had troops. They sent troops out at black people. But there was no troops at the insurrection. Some of the even officers let them in. Now, there's a man died. That's a murder. Where's all this coming from? About a couple of months ago, I think it was about a year ago, if you can go back in my archives, the Lord moved in my heart that the head is sick. And all of this comes from Mr. Loudmouth Trump and so-called Christians in America. That's not Christianity. That same spirit was in the spirit of slavery when black people were slaves for 400 years and sent them to church, let them preach Jesus, and the owner go take the man's wife after church over with. That's the same thing. This is a spirit. I keep saying this. I'm the only internet radio station, deliverance ministry radio station, that speaks out against this. God put it in my heart to speak out against it. I'm not here to be pleasing by anybody. I am not going to please man, Galatians 1:9. If I please man, I'm not a servant of Christ. So I'm not here for pleasing. And if any of you Trump supporters sending me some foolishness, I'm not even going to read it. Matter of fact, I'm going to expose you and your email and let everybody know what you said so everybody can email you back. Because I get some ridiculous, stupid, absurd stuff that people don't like to hear what I'm saying. If this ain't for you, get off and go somewhere else with your hate, because I'm going to expose it and call it out. This has been going on for too long in the United States, and ain't nobody dealing with it. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery. I can go on and names and names and names. I can name about a lot of black men who've died unnecessarily. And they always have a justification way. The police system in America is an occult. Too much power. Then the cities are going to be broke with these lawsuits, these civil action lawsuits. It comes from Donald Trump. But it started way before Donald Trump. Donald Trump just picked up something. He saw the need to bring hate to America because there are Americans that is fearful of other Americans and don't want to see the change that God is trying to bring forth. No political system can help this but the power of prayer. Legislation, that's good, and go vote and register. This is spiritual. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities in high heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. And this demon and this principality has been in America for a long, long time. We've had Emmett Till. We had colored people drinking water. Now, who in the world made that up? You better than somebody else. And God says he created us equally in his eyesight. But you better than somebody else because of your skin. How in the hell that happened in America? The devil, Satan, the author of confusion. Now, let me say this here. The devil can use any race of people. I'm not here to try to make you sound like I'm some brother that's against white people. I got the beautiful white people that support me on my radio ministry. They send money to me, and they love me, and I love them. I don't hate nobody. See, let me say something. You can't be a Christian and say you believe in Jesus Christ and that you hate somebody because of their race, color, creed. That's there's no way. The Lord said you have to love your brother. How good for the brethren is to dwell together in unity. Psalms 133:1. But this so-called ex-Christian president only fed off of the fear of so-called, I call them so-called Christians, or they may be Christians but who may have a lack of knowledge of what I'm talking about and don't want to hear it. I know Christians don't want to talk about this. I know white, born-again, spirit-filled Christians, they don't want to talk about it. They just don't want to deal with it. They have to. We need a people of color to speak up. We need white, black, everybody get together and speak up against this. It's got to stop. We all are Americans. We're supposed to be a one nation, and a house that's divided cannot stand. You preachers in America, you need to stop pimping people and get to work and praying against this spirit of racism. We don't need no more leadership class and leadership conference. We don't need none of that. Ain't no leadership. We need to deal with an issue called racism. I have been dealing with this for 14 years on this radio station. I get some positive reviews. I get some stupid, crazy ones, but I'm going to call the crazy ones out. You send me some, I'm going to read your email. And where you coming from? I'm going to tell you who you are. I'm going to call you out. So if you're a Shannon Davis lover, don't come on over here. You tell Shannon that he needs to stop. You got Christian, born-again Christian, Omega Man Radio, Shannon Davis, said that Trump was the best president on earth. Now, this is a born-again spirit. No, well, he don't speak in tongues. A born-again Baptist that say he in the deliverance ministry, in the politics. We got that mess going on. You got senators, congressmen want you to make it feel that there was no insurrection. They did nothing wrong. 12 Republican congressmen rejected the highest honor for a civilian to get for defending the country. They want to reject that. It can't get no worse than what it is in America. We have a virus. The economy is bad. It's trying to get better. People, you need to address this issue. If you know a white person, a white person, or a black person, talk about this racist part. Y'all sit down at the table, get your neighbor, and understand each other. Because two people, all races of people, have to live together, man. It's hard enough as it is. Don't nobody need to have their Asian brother, a young Asian child, get gunned down. Don't nobody need no white person get gunned down by no color person for no reason. We don't need to be doing that, but the devil, he likes stuff like that. And Satan really gets off on seeing confusion and people pointing at each other in fear. God is not the author of confusion. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind and a power. And this fear that these so-called Christians have, I don't really think they're Christians, really. Now, there are some born-again Christians that voted for Trump. A lot of them. But they won't. I got a brother in the Lord named James Jones. I hope you're hearing me. I'm going to call him tonight and let him know. You need to check my email. I got you. I was talking about you last night. I said, hey, Brother James, let me ask you a question. Is Donald Trump racist? He told me no. Now, this is a born-again, spirit-filled Christian speaking in tongues that's been supporting me for years. I said, what is your problem? He never wants to admit that Donald Trump's a racist. I don't know. People have been bewitched by the devil and believing that Donald Trump is some great president. Donald Trump was the worst American president we've had. What did Donald Trump do for America? He definitely wasn't great again. God allowed. God got tired of that mess. God allowed him to get in office so he could get hit with that coronavirus. That was God seen everything. God shut him down. And you know what? I pray to God that justice really get done with him. For a government to let one man get in power, and they need to change the laws of America. You can't prosecute a sitting president. That's crazy. That's a human being. And he used his mouth for 4 years to shoot out hate. He said the Chinese virus 600 times. Asian Americans don't need to suffer like this. The Jews have been suffering for years when people hate the Jews. Let me tell you something, whether you're African American, Chinese, I don't care who you are, I support the Jewish nation of Israel. So don't come with me messing with Israel. God says, bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. Genesis 12:3. I know the word of God. I am a supporter, staunch supporter of Israel. And I believe that all the land is belong to them. It don't belong to the Palestinians. That's God gave that to Israel. I'm not wish to divide nothing up what God gave Israel. America. Wicked. If it doesn't change. And America don't want to change. 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. And these senators that you see in office, they're bucking for that vote. They don't care nothing about you. They just want power. That's where we're at in this society. The Republican Party has nothing to offer for me as an African-American. Nothing. Neither party don't do nothing for nobody but one better than another one. Lesser evil, I may say. But this hate got to go, man. Killing Asian people, black people getting gunned down. This insurrection, I want to see what's going to happen. Are they going to arrest all of them? What's going to go down? As I say, if that was a black person, a whole lot of black people running up on that Capitol and gunning them down, because on the Black Lives Matter, I got Christians telling me that they're communists. James Jones said that they was communists. I said, man, you out your mind? I'm not a communist. I'm a member of Black Lives Matter. So I had another brother call me and say, well, why I got to be a Black Lives Matter? White guy said, are y'all getting gunned down like we getting gunned down? He ain't say nothing. I tell you, society and what's going on in the world is pathetic, man. My heart hurts to see what's happening in America. I don't like to see nobody's child be gunned down. Black, white, purple. That's a child. That's somebody's child. And all this hate got to stop. We got to do something about this issue. Go talk about it. Talk to your neighbors about it. Get in prayer. Get on a fast and pray for America. America really, really needs it. Get to Isaiah 58 and go study it and pray for your country. Pray for the peace of Israel. Things are not right. I don't know when Christ is coming. But my God, it can't get no worse than what it is worldwide. Violence everywhere, economic problems throughout the whole world, setting everything up for the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and all that stuff. That's coming. That's in the Bible. And this hate been going on for America since the beginning of its existence. The United States was never designed for African Americans. It did not have the intent for black people to have any freedom. We was considered one-third of a human being, an ape. That's not God. What race of people that can identify themselves as superior? The devil done told them that, and that's been breeding in them, and then people benefits off of it. I don't really think America's no great country, to be honest with you. It's wicked. Very wicked. Well, you know, you can get a good job and home, American dream, get in the car, nigga, get out the car. And they hope you are moving your hand anyway and kill you. See, that ain't no freedom to me. See, I'm not materialistic, so I don't care about the gleam and the cars and all that stuff. I'm down with that 97 Ford Taurus. I ain't trying to prove nobody. I've got a transmission, I think, $150. So I ain't trying to get into. America is very, very materialistic. And the reason why that coronavirus is so heavy, it's trying to hurry up and open up and make money. Black people been experimenting with it on the Tuskegee experiment, and you, African-American, don't be fearful. Go take the shot. Take the shot. Anybody, take the shot. God, open up that door for people to get a vessel to use for medicine to get this thing under control. How long would it take for America to wake up and see that she's going in the wrong direction? We had the most hideous president I ever seen in U.S. history. I am so glad that man out of office. I prayed him out. I am so glad. And I pray that justice will be done to him. And for you Americans who support something like that, that's pitiful. I know people support him, but I don't, you know, judge them for what they do, but I got to speak on my end for me. I don't like racism. I come from a different era. Born in 1961, I done seen it all. But how long is this hate going to last? We don't do anything about it by prayer, educate people about it, talk about it, put it in the church, have meetings in the community where we can learn and understand each other and stop this living in paranoia fear. See, the demographics of America is changing. Do you know that the Republican Party right now in every state are trying to set back policies for black people so that they can't vote properly the way they did previously? See, Republicans can't get in office if African Americans, and I don't like to call us minorities because black people are not minorities internationally. We're the majority. I don't like that. I don't like nobody calling my beloved Jamaica a third world country. It's a country, a third world. They got internet. They ain't living in no caves. And Great Britain did Jamaica like a dog. They ought to ban any British person from coming and trying to go. They ought to ban them or tax them. Great Britain messed up this country when they got its independence. Stripped them from all this financial and took the gold with them. See, that's evil. Colonialization. And it's still being colonialized right now in the United States because people's fear is driving them QAnon. What is this? This is demonic. QAnon. Stand down, stand back to some racist organization. If that was Obama, they would have hung that nigga. And Mitch McConnell, that's a gangster. He's told Obama, you're going to be a one-term president. Black folks went and got out and vote. So let me tell you, American, African-Americans, when the election come back around, don't go to sleep like you did last time because he's going to try to come back again. And if you go to sleep, he's going to be right back in office. And this is what they're counting on. Don't go to sleep on them because they don't want you to prosper. Republicans don't want nobody to prosper but themselves. It is the most racist party I have ever seen. I don't like nothing about the Republican Party. There's nothing I like about them. Nothing. Cut taxes, defend spending, protect your gun rights. They don't really have no plan. They don't have no coverage. They don't have no Obamacare. They was mad at him. You know why all this come? Because America was really mad that you had a black man running their country, getting them out of trouble. That's what it did. because Bush had it messed up. And see, this is hate because of that. It's a backlash. This same president, Donald Trump, said that the birthright movement, he started that. That's hate, saying that that man wasn't born an American. And his daddy was a Ku Klux Klan member. I pray to God that the District of New York put his ass in jail. I pray they break him because he's a threat to American society. He's instigated this racism, but it's been started way long before him. For an American president to call African nations and black people son of a bitches and African nations shitholes on national TV, that's blunt racism. That's not God. And he's supposed to, and Paula White, she don't represent Christianity. Paula White prayed and she asked some questions and he just answered what they wanted to hear. Everybody bucking and jumping to him and been in peace twice. What do they see in him? He speaks for them through their hate that they have. The Bible says hate that which is evil, Psalms 97:10. This is evil character. And what's up? This is a sad time for America. I had to get on here because my heart hurts. Let's take some time and opportunity for a couple of seconds in memory of the losing of 6 Asian Americans. Amen. Americans killing Americans. I said this again, America killing Americans. 2 brothers killing each other. You're American. And people see this. The United States is supposed to be the great nation, the leader of humanitarian rights, and denying people their rights over here. The Republican Party right now are trying to stop, make it harder for African Americans to vote in every state. They going at this. And if you guys set back, he's going to be right back up in there again. Stern, you're bringing Betsy DeVos back and all them old clowns back. And then you're going to have chaos. Since he's been in office, there's peace. People don't have to hear no chaos. Every day, it was some mess with that man. He gutted the EPA. Overspent this budget more than any American president. He ain't do nothing for nobody, not for me. He signs his name on a check, Donald J. Trump, like he giving us something. He ain't give us a damn thing. He's the worst American president. I'm gonna make sure he don't get in office no more. How I'm gonna make sure? Get people to register vote. Speak about it. Don't forget what happened, because he's gonna try to come back. And you let that racist cracker come back, you're going to have problems again. And I don't want to see him in office no more. And it's a sad thing that Americans, African Americans, you didn't even go out to vote. Y'all like to cheer. Everything going, you didn't vote. And he put him in office. But look what happened and how Americans responded to that. 75 million believe that. Congress are not even safe. And look how gentle they treat all them people who did that insurrection. If that was black folks, them niggas would have been in jail right now. They got the one QAnon, he gets organic food. Let a black man have done that, they would have gave him rat poison. See, this is America has a double tongue, and a lot of people don't like this. I'm going to tell you something. Anybody give me a comment on some bull supporting Trump, I'm going to call you out. If you call me racist, I'm going to call you out. And give me a telephone number. My number is 678. You want to talk to me, be a man and call me. 701-3733. I don't like racism. You ain't got to send me no comment. Be a man and call me and talk. Let me hear from you. Because I'll tell you the same what I'm telling you now. I don't fear nobody but God. The Lord told me, get this out. I'm going to get it out. God is tired of this. God waiting on us to do something. Jesus is not dying no more. He's given us authority. He's given us the power. He's given us his blood. He's given us sanctification. He's given us reconciliation. God is a good God. The goodness of God bringing a man to repentance. He's a good God. And God is tired of all this evil. Yet we judge a person who may have a drug problem and yet go hate somebody for the race of his color. It's wrong. What would they, one person called me and said, well, Pastor, what do you think about homosexuality? It's against the Bible. But I don't believe in going and hurting people, going and beating them up because that's the sin that they chose. So let's go beat you up. If you go commit adultery, let's beat you up. They're still human. Let God deal with people. Y'all can't be the judge and the executor of life. And this is what have people trying to take matters that they really can't handle into their own hands. And this is what's the problem, the devil feeding off that. QAnon, what the hell is that? People are angry for nothing. Hate. The spirit of hate is a principality in America. It's got to stop. How many more Asian people got to die? I don't want to see nobody die. I don't want to see no white person die by a black person. I don't want to see any of that killing. God didn't bring us on earth to kill. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. It's got to stop. We got to come up against this. America can do better than that. But America is known for her racism. Tuskegee Experiment, 1933. Denied blacks in combat duty. They found out that blacks could fight real good. Then they bring in the Tuskegee Airmen. This has been going on for years, and people don't want to deal with it. If you know a white Christian that can help, tell him, hey, man, go tell somebody about it. Open up and listen to what I'm saying. James Jones will call me and tell me, Amy Coney Barrett is a Christian. I don't know who Amy Coney Barrett is. And he told me Donald Trump is a Christian. Donald Trump ain't no Christian. If he is, I don't see no fruit. Impossible for him to be a Christian. And Christians embrace him. They embrace the devil's son-in-law. I don't like racism. I have seen it. I experienced racism. It ain't no good feeling. I experienced in silver jobs. I experienced in the military. Who is for you to call somebody a nigger? God created man. And the devil created the word nigger and gave it to the white man. And he took it and ran with it, nigger. Now, who are you to call somebody that? That ain't your name by birth. Hate. It must stop. I'm trying to send a message out to people. Stop it. It ain't helping. And how God's going to move America, can't nobody stop that. That's on God. You know, I told Shannon Davis, he's talking about, he gave sending me scriptures of God putting Donald Trump in office. I didn't hear him give me no scriptures of God to take him out. Everything Trump. Donald Trump, Shannon Davis is sick. He got a problem. I'm not supporting lifting up no man like that. You don't hear me on here talking about Biden. I just want a Trump out of office. This president here, a lot better than what we done had. 4 years of confusion. 4 years. Republicans didn't do nothing. They didn't even get them in peace. They got them off the hook, the Senate, twice. Well, his hooks are running out. He's going to get prosecuted. There's a lawsuit, thank God, of NAACP. They suing the Trump organization and Trump for this insurrection. Somebody got to do something. It's got to stop. How long do people got to keep protesting? And we shall. And let me say this for African Americans. Stop singing that song. We shall overcome someday. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. We shall overcome someday. You keep saying someday, not today. Hell, you ain't going to overcome nothing because you're speaking it. Stop speaking that. We should overcome now. Ain't none of that. Now. Faith is now. Stop saying that. Bring them curses on you. Time you bring it out your mouth. Pray for America. If you know somebody, if you know a neighbor, white or black, go talk to each other. I try to help James Jones. He got a problem. I tried to help him. I really tried. And I got tired of him. And can't even reach out to him. So I tried something. I'm sure how people are. I talked to him like a dog. He said, I don't appreciate you talking to me. I said, that's how Trump talked to us when he called me called my people son of a bitches and shitholes. Now you see how it feel? He ain't like that. See, turn things around, let a person see how it feel verbally. You don't have to hit nobody. I'm not for violence to let somebody put their hand on me because I'll kill them. They put your hand on me, I'm not, I'm going to take you out because I don't have nobody grabbing me and pushing me. But my body's a temple of God. I ain't going out like that. No, I ain't going out like that. We got to stop the hate and stop the hate that's driving more hate. We got a right to defend ourselves now. Don't come telling me that I'm violent. No, you. If a person put their hand on me and I don't know them, that's assault. I got to react because I'm not going out like that. And I pray I never be in a situation like that. I don't hang around a whole lot of people, so I'm good. I don't hang around a lot of people. I stay to myself. But the hate in America needs to be addressed. If you know a slave whooper, if you know any slave whoopers, that's a Republican, talk to the slave whooper and tell him to put the whoop down. Put the whoop down, slave whooper. Republican Party, slave whooper. I remember my grandmama. When I was little, I don't know why she was singing this. Oh, slave whooper, here they come. I said, who they talking about? My mama say, that's the George Wallace slave whooper. Spirit Agnew. A whooper. Then I see Christians call me and tell me that they call Joe Biden senile. Better than Donald Trump. This president and administration looks like America. Multicultural. And that's what the devil don't want to see in America. Fight back against the Republican Party that's trying to block you from voting and making it hard for you to vote. Don't let your feet off the pedal. In 2 years from now, you're going to have to go for Democratic process. I don't see the Republicans really winning anything because they don't have anything on the agenda but to cut down and keep supporting Donald Trump with the ideology. They have nothing to offer nobody. Well, Donald Trump didn't make America great again. America's never been great in my eyesight. Why are you so hard on America? It's my country. I can speak against it. I served in the military. I got a right for freedom of speech, but Trump got a right to freedom of speech, but they don't lock him up. But yet people want to text me and tell me, you don't need to be talking about this. Stick to the gospel. When God tells me to speak about something, I do it. And I'm going to do it. The Lord put it in my heart to tell people, let them be aware of this. Pray against this thing. It's vicious. This racism got to stop. Killing people because of the color of their skin. This has been going on for many years. The devil good at it. The devil's good at it. We got to stop the devil from being good at it. 400 years of this. Here it is, 2021. And we're right back at square one with racism. There was no change because Barack Obama was president of the United States. Got worse. And they praying that nothing happened to Biden because they don't want to see no black woman running nothing. She has a wonderful husband, nice man, the second man, a good man. God is about love. I don't care what color you marry. God didn't care nothing about it in Numbers chapter 12. Evidently, Moses married an Ethiopian woman, but God didn't tell him he couldn't. Matter of fact, God defended Moses because Mary and sister was mad at Moses Why? Because he married an Ethiopian woman, Numbers chapter 12. See, that spirit was way back there. It's the devil. Why is it the Jews are hated so much in the world? Jesus is Jewish. The devil knows that. Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth. And the devil don't like that, so he attacks the Jewish people. They've been persecuted more than anybody. The atrocities of Germany, I pray that that never happens to Israel. And Israel ain't going to let that happen no more. Racism is all over the world. It's a spirit. And we need to wake up to the spirit and call on God to give us wisdom in our local areas of how to deal with this. If any man needs wisdom, let him ask God. Ask for some wisdom. Lord, how can I make a change in America for the better? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, your word says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We take authority over Satan and the spirit of racism in America. We bind that beast in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we come up against this spirit in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you hear our prayers for America. Give it mercy. We come together, Lord, and cry out to you this day to hear this prayer. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, 2 Chronicles 7:14, your word says you will heal their land. And Father, we need you to heal America with this hate, with this fear, in Jesus' name. Amen. Where is this fear fueling from? Satan. The way people have been raised. Trump been lying for people for 4 years. Misinformation, misinformation, misinformation. Do you see how it can affect a people and a nation? Under this man, I learned a lot. I saw a lot of misinformation. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Another lie, another lie. He lied 33,000 times and more in 4 years. Just lie after lie after lie. I think it's good people on both sides. And here a white woman just died because some crazy white guy that don't like black folks ran over her. And Trump didn't say a damn thing about it. Trump ain't shit. Nothing. He's nothing but a piece of shit to me. I got no respect for him. Stop the racism, America. Stop the racism. Stop the hate. And anyone text me with some comment about you loving Trump, I'm going to let everybody know what you said. And give them your email address, too. If you want to call me, 678-701-3733. I'll pick up the phone, and it will be recorded, because if you're threatening me, it's going to the FBI, it's going to the federal police, it's going to go somewhere. I will record it. So when you call, I'm letting you know that I'm going to record the conversation. I'll put it on air and let people hear you. We got to stop this. This has been going on in America since the beginning of the Constitution of the United States. Why is it so prosperous in America? Why people want to come to America? Because the system that's set in there, the economic system and how you make money attracts people. But look what you got to deal with. I hear people all over the world say they like to come to America, save their money, and carry it back to the country. Like God can't help them in their own country. Well, where are you at? I live in two countries. God got me like that. I live in two countries. Stop the hate. Pray for this country. And pray that we never in our life see anything like that in office again. God bless you. Lift me up in prayer. Pray for your country wherever you're at. If you'd like to support Live Deliverance Internet, please do so with your prayers or your offerings. You can go to www.livedeliverance.com. It's a 24-hour-a-day internet radio station. We have three really radio stations that people don't even know about. People see me a lot on YouTube. It's drawing a lot of people, but it's pulling other people from the other radio stations. So I say, amen, God. If they want to come on this way, fine. We have two different programs, if people don't know. On YouTube, we have a program, and on Live Deliverance, we have a program, two different types of pastors. And what we got right now on Live Deliverance Internet Radio, if you would like to hear it, is Derek Prince, The Resurrection. Then I'll be having The Workings of Demons, Part 2, 3, 4. I'm also going to be bringing Hell, Kenneth Hagin, The New Birth. We got some powerful teachings going to be coming up later on. We got a 1970 exorcism. That's all on livedeliverance.com. We have a lot to offer people here on this internet radio. People are getting tired of churches. They ain't getting nothing out of it. And I really believe that God is going to call people throughout the world through the internet. I'm glad God didn't call me to be a pastor at a church. I'm so happy. I'm happy where I'm at. I pray that I be a blessing to you. I'm not trying to bring no hate. I'm just trying to bring up issues that people need to deal with. You can't hide from the truth. And it's time that America stand up and deal with this issue. And so-called Christians, white, black, purple, I don't care who you are, if you're going to speak hate against somebody, shut your mouth. We don't need that. Get the demon out you. If you don't want to get the demon out you, then I'll just turn you over to God. Let God deal with you. But we got to stop the hate. We also have livedeliverance.com, and we also have Blog Talk Radio. 678-378-1857, option number one, Pastor Steve Lee, BNL Mondays. Tuesdays, Chaplain John Durden. Wednesday, Minister Rodriguez Baker, Hoor, U.S. Army Field Artillery. We got Frank Hammond, Derek Prince. We got old school but good teaching. We don't have this new prosperity message and you claim it and I'm going to run around the building 12 times and you give me half your money check. We don't do none of that here. I just ask for an offering. And we thank everyone who has given. Brother Sammy Osley, thank you so much. That brother so faithful. Thank you for the offerings. Thank everybody for what you have given us because we need it. We thank you. I thank you. I thank you from my heart because your offerings keep us on air. God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless Jamaica. LiveDeliverance.com. Don't forget to tell someone about our radio station. We're getting very close to 1,000. That's my goal. That's the goal that we have. We want 1,000 subscribers. And we're getting close. Tell someone about Live Deliverance Net Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Live Deliverance, and of course YouTube. Shalom to you. God bless you. Peace, not hate.